Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade. It's Matty Gould. And tonight, catching up with Australian rock royalty Chocolate Starfish. They got a new single out, What's Up? We're going to find out what's up and what's going on right now as we chat to Adams. Thanks so much, Ad, for taking a bit of time out here with Ozmade.
Good to be on the program, Matty. Thank you.
Now, what is up, mate? What's going on? What drew you to bringing out this Four Blondes classic with Chocolate Starfish, Adam?
It was a favourite of ours when we lived in Los Angeles, which is a long time ago now. Just as Your So Vain came out. And then the last few years, we've been sort of integrating all various songs in a breakdown of Your So Vain. You know, it could be anything from Black Betty to Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me and whatever else, right? And anyway, so one day I just decided to sing the chorus of What's Up, and crowd just went off. And I thought, okay, next gig I'd throw a verse in as well. And it just became its own entity, mate.
That's what's great with Chocolate Starfish, particularly, Adam, like the live performances. So to be able to kind of workshop with your audience as this track, it's just the perfect way to have done it for you guys.
It really is, and that's our strength. I mean, our strength is live. You know, we take a lot of risks, both what I wear and what the band does.
Yes, I've seen you in some quite kilty things. I always wonder, oh, that's a bit risky. I wonder if there's anything under there. How cold is the breeze?
mate, it's only risky when I forget to wear the undies, let me tell you. But it's great, you know. It's great to be able to, you know, workshop things and just really have the audience on the journey with you.
Absolutely, mate. We have been on this amazing journey with you and Chocolate Starfish and bringing out new stuff. When we're mentioning live performances, how has COVID kind of hit you guys? Have you been able to kind of just reassess, get back in the studio and do it without the live element to what you do?
If there's been any criticism of the band since the first album, it's that we haven't really dedicated the time to our recording. As you said, we are such a dynamic band, and capturing that on a recording is probably a bigger challenge for us than what it is delivering it live. So what the pandemic's allowed us to do is, for the first time since the debut, is really spend time on songs and the sound and getting it right. And so it was great.
And so we are very much looking forward to you getting it right once again on the 14th of May. We've got the new one that's coming out, Beautiful Addiction. What kind of things has gone into this one for you, Adam, with Chocolate Starfish?
This has been, you know, like I said, a labour of love over the pandemic, but it's also been you know, a great time to experiment. So Tim Henwood from the Super Jesus, who produced it for us, it sort of started with What's Up, because we did a more of a rock version of it. At first, didn't quite work. We did a dance version of it. And then Tim said, oh, look, I've got a couple of ideas I wouldn't mind playing around with. And when he created that sound that to us is a really good hybrid, it's fresh, but it also has the energy of us, it became the template for the Beautiful Addiction albums. And then there's also, I guess, Like Mountain on the first album, where it's actually a song I wrote for my wife for her wedding, our wedding, not her wedding, my wedding.
You were there too? Oh, that's good.
I was there, actually. And because the band and I were estranged at that time, the boys didn't hear it. I'm basically downloading some VHSs over COVID and saw this song and thought, I'll throw it to the boys for a bit of a laugh, and they all loved it. Yeah. So it became another one for the album.
You've got Michael on this one, who's worked with Coldplay and Rolling Stone, so it's an incredible team behind the scenes that are doing the mixing and the producing with you as well.
Yeah, Michael Brower mixing that for us in New York was great. And, you know, on an international level, like you said, you know, Coldplay, but also that Birds of Tokyo sound, we work with them as well.
Looking forward to shows. You've got a few that have been bunking around as well, Adam?
Yeah, so we've been doing a few during the slow release. So we're doing Scaled Back, which is us sort of doing versions of our songs, but not straight acoustic. It's more we play with the feels. That's been good. And then we are going to do the launch of the Beautiful Addiction on the 11th and 12th. That's actually a scoop for you all right now on Ozmade.
There we go.
It's going to be like a doco style as we do that that brand new album.
Cool. And when you're doing doco styles, how many stories have you got, Adam, that you probably wouldn't ever share?
I did one on the weekend, actually. I didn't actually, on the way there, I got pulled over by the cops. And my lovely wife, Mel, who I wrote the song about, forgot to pay our rego, didn't she? Cops gave me an $878 fine.
No way.
Which wasn't, that's not the real story. The real story is at the end, he walks up to me, gives me the fine, and he goes, I bet you think this fine is about you. Like a total wanker. And then proceeded to go, hey, mate, wouldn't be okay if I got a photo, would it? And I said, yeah, mate, $158.
Did he pay?
He didn't pay.
Oh, what a jerk. These little stories, though, and you must have bunches of them, so you've got to get along to the shows to hear them all. I love it. Absolutely incredible.
Thank you. you, mate. And yeah, look, we're really proud of the future. I think, you know, what I'm most proud of is, you know, we haven't just rested on the laurels of our previous, you know, successes and just faded off into the sunset. We really challenge, you know, our audiences and our fans and create new ones because of that.
Absolutely, mate. We're going to create a bunch more with the new one, What's Up. I'm going to play it right now. Adam from Chocolate Starfish, really great chatting to you, mate. Excited for the brand new album, which is put forward to come out on the 14th of May with Beautiful Addiction.
Thanks, Maddie. This is Adam from the Chocolate Starfish, and this is our brand new single, What's Up, on Ozmade.